Comprehension questions.
Part 1. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. Professor Akiyama and students discuss the topic of elementary school planning and design. First, Professor Akiyama asks about the school's location, and students provide a lot of good ideas. Next, he asks about a situation in which they have to build a school building in a city close to busy roads and don't have much space. Part 2. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. Professor Akiyama and students talk about the subject of elementary school planning and design. First, Professor Akiyama asks the students about the location of the school. Rumi thinks that school buildings should be built sufficiently apart from roads and streets, away from main traffic arteries. She feels that it would be effective both to reduce the possibility of dangerous accidents and to minimize traffic noise for classes. David thinks that it's better for schools to be built in suburban areas in order to have a lot of playground space and allow the students to have the opportunity to interact with nature. Akane calls attention to the fact that it would be destructive to the environment because trees would need to be cleared. Professor Akiyama then asks about a situation in which they have to build a school building in a city close to busy roads and don't have much space. Part 3. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. Professor Akiyama and students have a conversation about elementary school planning and design. Professor Akiyama begins by asking about the school's location. Rumi thinks school buildings should be built a good distance from main traffic arteries. In her view, this would help both to reduce the possibility of dangerous accidents and to minimize traffic noise for classes. David thinks that building in suburban areas would increase the amount of playground space and allow the students to have the opportunity to interact with nature. Akane notes that it would be destructive to the environment because trees would have to be cleared. Professor Akiyama proceeds to ask about a situation in which they have to build a school building in a city near busy roads and don't have much space. Rumi says that they need solid walls to block noise and adapt to the local environment, including the ability to withstand strong storms. David thinks that the school's interior and grounds should be kept well lit at all times so that criminals can't hide in dark areas. Akane says that plants would protect children from airborne pollutants. David agrees with her idea and suggests that they use flowers, which in his view would help to create a comfortable atmosphere. Akane supports his idea and feels that flowers near the entrance of the school would really help to create a feeling of welcome for the visitors.